Father, we thank you so much, and we know this is a grave assignment. You and me and given this ministry, all the people who connected. So we're thankful that we know how to yield to the Holy Spirit. Help us to yield more efficiently tonight, that he may speak directly to every person under the sound of my voice. That the supernatural aspect of your divine nature may take over these services, because it has something to do with the fulfillment of the body of Christ. I never thought I'd be in this position. All the years I've been studying and seeking your face, and you've called me now to prophesy as a seal to the body of Christ, that deposit may be made in people who are hungry and desire more of you, but they need a push. Holy Spirit, push us tonight. Don't just lead us. Push us into the flow where what is rightfully ours, we can take it by force. We thank you, every person in the sound of my voice here and around the world that are listening, that it would be a different in their own physical body, bodies of their children, their loved one, their parents, their grandparents. It doesn't matter the age. It's the prophetic moment in the body of Christ that as the sinners try to take the church over, the church, a remnant, going to rise into revelation, manifestation, and prophetic words coming out of their mouth. So we thank you this night here in Darrow. Pour out your spirit. Let us see. Let every person, any sickness or disease, no matter how long it have lingered in the person or the family, tonight it will be dealt with. We begin to deal with it prophetically. Begin to prophesy over bodies that have been jumped on by the enemy. But I thank you, enlightenment, Lord. Enlightenment plus excitement. Excited that time has come for us to walk out and be delivered as you died for us to be delivered. Thank you for your spirit in this house, and thank you for people who are connected in the spirit to help transfer this anointing into people who have needs and don't even see their way out, even though they are praying, even though they're using the word of God, but yet it don't seem like it's moving like it should. Thank you for a prophetic moment in the body of Christ. All my brothers and sisters all over the world, all the ministers of the gospel, may they be helped. May the churches be helped all over the world. May many, oh my. My. May they hear clearly what you're saying to us. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You're very wise to be here. Take good notes. We're going to deal with some things tonight let me manifest supernatural health in your body. Let me manifest supernatural health in your body. Now, one of the ways he's going to do it is prophetically, not just teaching and preaching, but speak to you prophetically, and you have to soak it up, all right, in the spirit. Your healing, your health will flow like never before. So the question is, he's asking, let me manifest supernatural health in your body. He's asking permission. He already commissioned to do it, but he got to have your permission, all right? And then he wants you to make a note, your potentials for health is supernatural. Now, don't take that as a phrase. Listen to it. Your potentials for help is supernatural because of the connection that you have made with God through Jesus Christ by the influence of the Holy Spirit. You getting it?
Yes, sir.
See, you have a divine right to be healthy no matter how long the sickness or the disease have been in the family or in your body or in your neighborhood. It doesn't matter. Because in the prophetic, the words are spoken and they come out with all of the dynamic right at the moment. So you will be flooded with help. But you have to realize, good God Almighty, you got to realize that it's not in the natural realm, it's not in the physical realm, and even so, my brothers and sisters, it's not churchy. It's Christ. You can get so churchy and you miss Christ. And so every dilemma, every disastrous spirit that have been messing with your longevity, your health, will be dealt with, but you're going to have to soak yourself in what you hear. You got to be open. It's not a teaching night. I'm not your teaching. I'm not a teacher. And I'm not preaching tonight. You have to understand prophetic moments. Let me give you a clear of that before I even give you the text. In the aspect of prophetic moment, is becoming God's mouthpiece to verbalize his words as the Spirit directs. Although I have notes and things I've prayed over today and God walked up on me 5 or 6 times today. Oh, look, he was there and he wasn't there, but he walked up on me. I knew it had to be him more than one time today. I got my RV sitting in one of my RVs sitting in my yard. He walked around the RV and stood, and then I'm sitting on a rocker there. I said, oh, Jesus. He'll slip up on you. Now, you see, that's prophetical. That don't sound normal, does it? All right. Now, I want you to see this, too. Speaking under the direct supernatural influence of the Holy Spirit. And tonight we've got to overcome 2 major attacks that Satan uses to keep us from walking into our divine help. 2 major attacks. Condemnation and discouragement. Your condemnation in any aspect will be eradicated tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. And the pains that you've gone through, I've gone through myself, pains and things you're going through, don't be discouraged. You, for lack of a better word, my brothers and sisters, tonight, according to what God told me to do, your health turned over a new page tonight. Right? There are more satanic sicknesses that he's going to try to use to frighten the church, frighten the body of Christ, but nothing is stronger than our Lord. Nobody is stronger than our Lord, all right? Now, turn to 3 John 2. 3 John 2, a very familiar scripture, but it comes at a prophetic moment tonight. It will come into a prophetic unction tonight. It will come to the point where you will see yourself behind the curtain, let's say it that way, in a divine way. All right? Now, this scripture gives us an insight that's going to be kindred to another scripture that I got a way to label that other scripture, that whole psalm, that we see it prophetically. Prophetic help. You got that down somewhere?
Yes.
Prophetic help. Help that has already been purchased.
Yes, sir.
Health that cannot help that, oh my, help that you don't have to pray for. Help that you have the authority, you listen to me?
Yes, sir.
To take it.
Yes, sir.
It's rightfully yours.
Yes, sir.
The kingdom of heaven suffers valor.
Yeah.
And the valor is what?
Take it
by force. When you know something that's rightfully yours, you can stand up and lie and have all the paper you want in front of me. If I know that's mine, I'm going to take it.
Yes.
And that's where we got to come tonight. We got to come beyond religious ideals, beyond just a good sermon.
Yes.
We have to let this word flood us on the inside of our soul, that our soul and spirit may be in harmony with our body. That our soul, you heard me? And our spirit, they be in harmony with our bodies. We're not dealing with feeling. We're not dealing with fake help because the number went down. That's not help just because the number went down. You want to know how to keep the number down, and you want to know how to trust the number taker down, God himself. You may have to flow by leading by Talebasua. By being led by the Spirit, you might have to flow through some avenue, but keep flowing, don't park. And so what have happened, we have parked because we thought we got it settled, but it's not settled until we God put it in park. In other words, you come to a point, oh, I know this ain't gonna come out too good, that you don't have to take it no more. Take it, but it comes to a point you don't have to take it no more. So when the reading change, you change. But you're gonna have to have faith. So he wanna put that in you. Now, here John say, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in what?
Health.
Be in health. Be in health. Not trying to get health. So I prophesy health over you tonight. And don't care what hell been putting out against your body. You just listen, all right? We'll move deeper and deeper. You just listen. Just hold on. Actually, God want to speak to himself tonight. I'm going to let him do what he won't do. So be, he says, may it prosper and be in hell. Not no Sunday school help. Held every day. Now, I want to mention, I want to let you know that in this ministry, I have many people over 70, over 80, over 90, in their right mind, can talk to you, look you straight in the eye.
Yes.
Even though they may be dealing with some things, but yet that word have kept them on a cutting edge. You know what I'm saying? We got some, we're going to 120. So almost every time we have church, we got people sitting here over 90 years of age, more than one. I got some at home watching on internet, 89, 90, over 90. I'm 77 myself. But what I like about it is they're still walking, still talking. What did that? It's the word of God. And now the Lord is about to take you further and deeper into prophetic health moments. Write that down. Prophetic health moments. Health that cometh from the Lord. Now, turn to Psalm 139 now. Psalm, you remember, he says that as your soul prospers, right? As you think, you got to think prosper. You got to have imagination, seeing yourself 110 still walking and drinking a good glass of herbal tea. Hallelujah. Hot tea, man. Hot tea. And then fix it yourself. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all ain't got enough excitement over that. We talk about 110 drinking hot tea. You gonna sit there and look at me like I'm talking some natural stuff? Now, in this psalm, We're talking about let me manifest supernatural help in your body, in your soul, and in your spirit. Let me manifest. I didn't know he was going to bring me back to the help, but today he got on it real strong and showed me a lot of things. And I want you to pay close attention. Yes, sir. Psalm 139, I told you, right? That's the right psalm? Yeah. So I want to. Now, I'm going to do some dealing with this psalm, but the Holy Spirit wants me to remind you of 3 John 2 and look at the 14th verse of this psalm. 3 John 2, now, beloved, worship above all that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Everybody you heard that and know that? All right. Now, look at this 14th verse where this psalm tells us the miracles of health is built in our bodies. Let me say it again now. The miracles of health is built in our bodies. But our bodies cannot function without faith. And faith cannot function without revelation of the revelation that our bodies is built for health. In other words, when God created us, he put in our bodies health faculties that will function. Your kidney have a divine functioning aspect of it. And then if the enemy try to mess with it, you have to know how to yield to the Spirit of God. Yes. See, we're beyond eating and we're beyond praying right now. Because once you get the revelation, you're going to take care of the rest of it right. Yes, well, you got it? Yes. Now, I don't want nobody online, nobody sitting here. How many online? I want nobody sitting up in here thinking and believing that I'm not talking to you. The Spirit of God told me to talk to everybody who show up. Talk to them and tell them health is flowing in their bodies right now. Doesn't matter what kind of report you've received. We got to go to that woman in the 5th chapter of Mark. She went to many doctors and didn't get better, grew worse, spent all her money. And then she heard about Jesus. Well, in the church, we ought to hear about Jesus first. And then if you go to the doctor, but you hear about, let Jesus instruct you. And God not that expensive. All they need is faith. Hallelujah. You can't be too broke to get healthy with God. He already paid for it. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all better listen to what I'm saying. And then over there in that 50, when she heard about Jesus, now she may have been going to church. Or she may have been to some kind of organizational structure. But she didn't hear about Jesus. When she heard, she said, she did, and God did what he wanted to do. Yes, same thing will happen to you. Yes, I want y'all to get that old age stuff off your mind just because you got a little gray hair and you're walking a little slower. Shut up. We ain't talking about that. We ain't talking about up in here. I ain't come here to be messing around with you with that. I come to prophesize your health. Yes, now look at this 14th verse of this 139th psalm. Study this psalm. Because they tell you how you may have studied, but this 14th verse, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully, see that's the word there, and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knows right well. You see that? So you are physically made for help. Now, in your body, soul, and spirit, you're made for health. Now, when I was studying, the Lord says, meditation is supernatural medication. But we skip the meditation for the medication. I'm not against medicine. I'll take medicine if I need it. I'm not against that. But meditation is stronger. And meditation will tell you what to take and what not to take. And meditation will keep the fear out of you and the foolishness out of you. Because if you're supposed to take it, take it. But the fear got to move too. Meditation will do that for you. Because you're finally going to have to come off. You're finally going to have to trust God. If you're going to walk in divine help, because the medication, I don't get in there, Lord. The medication help you some, but it tearing you down too. So you use it. I'm going to give a word. I'm going to prophesy the word now. Temporary. Hold you in place till your faith kick in fully. It's not a lifestyle. Meditation is a lifestyle. Medication is not a lifestyle. But because of Ephesians 4:11 through 16, the church have not been trained proper enough, so that we've been on the survival mode like everybody else. Y'all go ahead and answer me. To remove, meditation remove all impossible help. It will open up miracles, signs, and wonders in your life on purpose. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 2. There's a place of residing there. We should know that it's rightfully ours, and I pray that the Holy Spirit anoint you, that from now on you live in that place. Yes, sir. So much has been taken from us by being in a comfort zone, being in a jumping zone, being in a happy zone, and then just not rightfully getting all that belonged to us. Tonight God will bring it to you. Now the anointing, I feel anointing coming now. I'm not going to interrupt the anointing tonight. I sense that many of y'all will receive healing tonight. But it's going to be a different kind of healing because it's going to flow into help. And it's not going to be taken because you're going to have the armor on it. Breastplate of righteousness on your help. Ooh, my goodness. The shield of faith on your help. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you dress the armor, put the armor over your help. Yes. Sword of the Spirit. Yes, sir. Then I'm hearing, I told you to turn? Hebrews 2. All right, we'll look at that, but I heard another verse. Hebrews 2, look at this with me quickly in the first four verses in that chapter. Because that's what the Lord is talking about. Therefore, we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have what? That's at any time we should let them what? Slip. See, now that's what he wants you to do tonight. What you're hearing, don't let it slip. Go over it again. Meditate it. Think about it. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you about it. For the words spoken by angels were steadfast, and every transgression and every disobedience received a just recompense and reward. Verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great? Now, when that word salvation, so great a help. So what happened, my brothers and sisters, we've been neglecting great help. Look, you don't even sound real. You don't even sound real. But by divine backup, divine help has been yours today. You took Christ on. So you had to change your thinking, change your talking, and, oh, my brother and sister, listen, change your listening. Satan sent good friend agents to you to keep depositing what he wants to deposit in you. The good friend don't mean nothing. The good friend just tell you what I'm going through. God, dog, three times. And then, sure, I might go through it too, huh? See, you got to have the shield of faith on when they're talking to you. How many of you see what I'm saying now? How many of y'all been here about 10 or 15 years? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you've been there. People talk sickness and disease. And if you don't have the shield of faith, you go, I feel a little hurt on my right side. And don't, all right, Holy Ghost, thank you. Don't let pain drain you of who you are and what is right for you. Otherwise, because that pain will hit, if you agree with that pain, you're going to hell in your body. Have you ever had pain? Lord, have mercy. Have I had pain? But I ain't coming up here preaching about it. Here's a secret now. Here's a secret. Do not advertise for the devil. Keep it to yourself and bind him. Because if he know you're going to be a good talker, and you're going to tell everybody what you're going through, he going to use you, baby. You're the one I'm looking for. You run your mouth. God, I had this. I had this and I had that. Men too. All right, now watch this. Verse 3. How shall we escape when we neglect so great salvation, which is first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? That's happening to you tonight. Now, notice verse 4. Notice your lifestyle in verse 4. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, they're all plural, yes, with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. See, now, for that to happen, all right, Lord, I'll do it. For it to happen, go over to the 4th chapter of Hebrew, because we're building help, a place. We're building a house for your help. Amen. That you can live. You can live in your health house. Now, my brother and sister, if you don't want to make no changes, God will not accept so-called health substitutes. God gives new livers. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we've messed around so long and haven't got right instruction that we have to deal with certain things. For instance, my granddaughter broke her hand playing ball. One doctor, he gonna operate and put a cast on it. And so my son and my daughter-in-law was wise enough to get second opinion. The second doctor took the cast off, put a splint on there and said, you don't need to be operating. If I go in his hand, I'm going to mess the hand healing itself. If I go in here, I'm going to mess more up than already met. That came out of doctor's mouth. So he got some good doctor, but he said, no, I don't want you to operate. The other doctor setting up for operation. He said, if you go in there, you're going to mess up more than already messed up. It's healing. He said, matter of fact, it has begun to heal already. I wonder how many people got operations. Didn't need them. See, I want to be here as a prophet of God. I don't want to be here putting nobody down. I'm thankful to God for all the help we got. But your real help. And then you shouldn't go nowhere to get nothing done unless you talk to God about it. But y'all talk to God moving all the same time. God, I'm telling you, I'm praying to you. Take care of me, Jesus. Name, I tell you. Hallelujah. Y'all gone. The car running already. Because you're scared. We're not talking about that kind of praying. You follow what I'm saying? I want the Lord to anoint you tonight. I want you to have, well, here's a word I hear out loud. I mean, it sounds like a volcano. W-I-S-D-O-M. So put right before the help, wisdom. from God. Health, wisdom from God. We're not stopping you, but quit shopping without God. You shopping for your help without God. Man got sick in his feet and didn't consult God and went to the physician and he died. Because God didn't give him no direction. Get direction. Don't be scared. Get direction. Oh, my goodness. Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
Are you being helped in it?
Yes, sir.
No, we're in a different zone here now. We're talking about prophetic help. We're talking about help that has already been paid for. But you have to have the insight how to walk in it, because you're going to have attacks. I ain't never saying nobody's not going to have no attack, because I'd be lying. But how you handle it? What happened when feeling take your faith over? Anybody ever been there? Oh, y'all been there. Don't set your all y'all feeling until you heard, oh, Jesus, oh, Lord. Instead of saying, with Jesus' stripe, I'm healed. And the pain wearing you out. No, you don't. In Jesus' name, I'm healed. Jesus' name, I'm healed. He said, why don't stop answering that? I don't know. Just keep saying it. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, do you believe it? Do you believe in Jesus' name you're healed? Why you won't let feeling determine whether you're healed or not? You can't do that. All right, look in the fourth chapter of Hebrews. First verse, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, I say his rest of health also, and if you should seem to come short of it. And I see what happened. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not what? Not being mixed with what?
Faith.
In them that heard it. So whatever I say tonight, it's not going to be nothing if you don't mix it with faith. You go around talking about, you are a good preacher. I ain't talking about no good preacher. I want you to hear where God bringing you tonight. Your great aunt died with that. Now they tell you, you got to have the same doom. But not coming up in this church, you're not. If you taught properly, you can stand against it. Say, no, you don't, in Jesus' name. Are you following me? I think it's pretty good, boy, that's 70, 80, 90, and still walk around here laughing and talking. What? That don't happen automatically. I tell you what, go get some records from other churches and see how many. I'm just talking about the word. I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about the word. We all done have challenges, right? Anybody in y'all never had a challenge? You just all healthy and you ain't never sneezed or nothing. You just... I want you to come up here. You God. You got this physical body. You're going to have challenges, all right? Verse 3 says, for we which have believed do enter into rest. And he said, I have sworn in my wrath that they shall enter into my rest, although the work was finished from the foundation of the world. So we're talking about entering into health rest, all right? Now, let me tell you something about your divine rights for help, your potentials for help. I'm gonna give you some words that I want you to have. Your potential for help is unexposability. The Lord tonight is exposing to you your ability for help with divine references, supernatural power, miracles, signs, and wonders, and gifts of the Holy Spirit should be normal in your life. Another aspect, reserved power. You got some reserved power on the inside of you that God want to activate. Glory to God. What I got on the inside of me?
Reserve power.
Good God Almighty. Potential. Untapped strength. You remember Psalm 139, verse 14? Look at it again. Look at Psalm 139, 14. Fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous is his work. And my you got untapped strength on the inside of you.
Yep.
Say it, I have untapped strength for help on the inside of me. And I'm tapping in
right
now.
In the name
of Jesus. Through the power of the cross and his shedded blood. There's another aspect. Unused success. Hidden talents. Watch this one. Capped, C-A-P-P-E-D, capped ability that God had put on the inside of you. You got that ability on the inside of you to walk in health. Now, many of you are going to step into the night. You're going to start working on your body because you're going to believe. You're going to receive it. God, it's yours. Let's get a different, a thorough meaning when he talks about prophetic supernatural health. Let me manifest supernatural health in your body, your spirit, your soul, and your body. Supernatural. Existing or occurring outside the normal experience or knowledge of man. I love it. Existing or occurring outside the normal experience of or knowledge of man. In other words, man, woman with the issue of blood, man knowledge couldn't handle it. She went to many physicians, but she got to the man who had no normality in him. And she was healed, right? Touched the hem of his garment. You know the story.
Yes, sir.
Caused by other than the known forces of nature. Caused by other than the known forces of nature. See, supernatural go beyond the normal forces.
Yep.
So I speak forces on your health beyond the normal course of nature. I speak supernatural health on your body right now. Every disease must die. You're not gonna die, the disease got to die. In the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. He prophesied, for he was wounded for our transgression. He wasn't hitting did it yet. But Isaiah prophesied.
Yes.
What I'm doing tonight, I'm prophesying.
Yes.
He's wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, chastised by our peoples upon him.
Yes, sir.
And with his stripe we might be healed.
No.
Well, get that might out your life.
Right.
Say it right now. With Jesus' stripe,
I
am healed.
And
I'm going to protect my health
with
the wisdom of God.
Whatever God
tell
me
to
do,
I'm going to
do
it. Whatever God tell me not to do, I'm
not
going to
do it.
Let me give you a few more. Sit down. Let me give you a few more now. In the body of Christ, not in Darrell, in the body of Christ, ministers, I want ministers to be listening to me because I want to help ministers. I want to help pastors. Now, we got our churches. I forgot how many churches we got. 50 churches. Now, they preaching. I'm watching them because I watch over them as an apostle. They're preaching all over the world. Let me manifest. And they're doing a tremendous job with it because we want that apostolic anointing on all the congregation.
Yes, sir.
Now, so the normal forces of nature, you have the divine right to operate and function beyond that. So, COVID come, COVID left, COVID may come again, but you're above those forces. You got to know that. Yes, you got to use wisdom. I know that. But by the same token, you got to know on the inside of you, you're greater.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. Is the blood on your house?
Yes.
What he said? He said, you see the blood. Then live in the 91st Psalm.
Yes, sir.
He called the Most High.
Yes.
He's called a mighty God.
Yes.
Then he get down there and said, he called him Lord.
Yes.
In the first two verses, then he said, my God, oh my God, my God. So all I heard about him, he's my God.
Yes.
I said, he's my God.
He's my God.
He's my protection. He's my help. He's my deliverer. Supernatural means pertaining to a being above or beyond what is natural. Now, I got to say this, so don't get your feet in a hurry. All medicines are natural. Y'all quit cutting me up like that. Matter of fact, all vitamins are natural. You ought to see what you need in your body anyway to help your body. I understand that. But you got to walk in supernatural health. Pertaining to a supernatural or being above or beyond what is natural. Unexplainable by natural law or phenomena, abnormal. Direct influence or action of a deity on earthly affairs. They're talking about supernatural, you see. I'm going to give you a few more things before I close. I got to come back and I don't know, we might teach on this for months. Until everybody just stand up and say, I'm healthy. It won't be a confession. Be a manifest day. I know something's online, I don't care, I don't know where, somebody getting something now. You cannot preach prophetically and one of the child don't get something. Are you ready to walk in supernatural help?
Yes,
say it, I am
ready
to walk
in supernatural help.
Look at this statement. Some people find it hard to believe that God will work miracles for them and through them. But he will. Give God permission to work a miracle in your body right now. Listen to this. And I want you to write this down. We serve an unlimited supernatural God. We serve an unlimited supernatural God. Listen, here's direction now. You ready? Huh? True sons and daughters of God are led, controlled, and directed by the Spirit living within them. True sons and daughters of God. Romans 8:14, as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You got to be led for this supernatural. You got to be led by the Spirit because the supernatural is in the spirit realm. Now, there's satanic supernatural too, you know. Demons can work miracles and stuff to fool you. You got to know where you're working at. And then I want you to make up your mind tonight. We live a supernatural life. I live a supernatural life. It is said that the church of God or the church of Christ is a supernatural organism. In other words, if the way to say it to shock you, when the supernatural become natural.
Yes.
It's a way of life. Miracle. So how you did that? I didn't do it. He did it. I want you to hear this. God never intended for his church to be limited by its natural capability. We're not natural. We're supernatural. We got a supernatural God, a supernatural Savior, a supernatural Spirit. Look at 2 Corinthians 13:14, I think it is. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. 2 Corinthians 13:14, is that the right verse? Work under those three. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. What a divine combination. So you need to talk to your body. Tell your body, you're under the grace of the Lord. Body, you're under the love of God. Body, you're under the communion of the Holy Ghost. See? You can't keep saying that and stay in the same position. That's powerful. Grace, love, and power. Or grace, love, and anointing. Who has it? Hebrews 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Went about doing good. Healing some of them. Who they was oppressed by. So every sickness, every disease is a satanic oppression. But Jesus paid the price when he hung on the cross to deal with all satanic oppression. Satan is defeated. He don't want you to know. But if he can get you in the natural, he can get you in religion. If he can get you in ritual, he'll get you, even my brothers and sisters, taking scriptures trying to order God around. Scriptures, you're supposed to be listening so God can give you order. I want you to hear this. You are part of an indestructible, supernatural superstructure, and the gate of hell should not prevail against you. Oh, Lord, and he says, overcoming. You want to hear it again? That's easy. What did he say? You are part of an indestructible. You know what indestructible means. Supernatural superstructure. And the gates of hell should not prevail against you. You remind yourself when things getting tight. Remind yourself four things get tight. Now, the church's greatest enemy we got overcoming a spirit of religion. I remember in Mount Zion, I walk in there one morning. I look at Audrey Price, is my friend. She's my secretary for many years, but that woman was real. She don't play no game. She ain't gonna turn her back on you. She wouldn't turn for family member. Family member got crazy, she wouldn't go with that. Well, what pastor said?
Yep.
That's why she still, I ain't gonna tell her age, but that's why she's strutting now. Keep on strutting. Overcoming a spirit of religion, I told you that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? There's something I said that for, I want to say something about that. I know the Bible says, be faithful with a few things, I'll make you rule over many. Something about that. See, one of the major reasons why many Christians, including pastors and leaders, refuse to accept the validity of miracles today is that they have failed to understand their importance. See, you can't live your Christian life without miracles. You were born to have miracles. Miracles are your MO. It's your mode of operation. Because you're serving the miracle God. See, we can't become regular. Because you're a child of God. You know some of God's purposes and why your help going to manifest prophetically. Prove he's the only true and living God. He's the only true and living God. Then your health bring glory and honor to his name. Confirm his word. Health is a confirmation of his word. Instill a reverential fear of himself in the heart of his people. In other words, walk in reverence. You know, I'm not just going to go out there and sin because I ain't stupid. I know sin opened the door for Satan. Yeah, yeah. You're not going to get Leroy to practice sin. I might mess up sometime, but ain't be no practice. It'd be no, something to slip. Then the Holy Spirit tell me, nope, you said that wrong. Got to get it straight. Now, I want you to hear this one. Claire is a very regular sound statement, but it has to be placed with all I've said thus far. God tonight desire to deliver his people out of the hands of the enemy. So say this with me. God is delivering me right now out of the hand of the enemy with my cooperation. Another reason here, let me see. God purpose, another purpose for God is God want to supernaturally provide for his people. Yes. Hebrew boys in the fire fund. Daniel in the lion den. David's facing Goliath. The children of Israel facing the Red Sea. I mean, God want to deliver his people. He's showing us nothing impossible for him. The Red Sea wasn't impossible. You imagine going to the Red Sea? The ground was supposed to be muddy.
That's right.
You wasn't supposed to be able to walk across there. So God put a concrete something there for them to walk across. Then the water don't supposed to stand up. And so, man, you imagine? You had to have some faith, man. All that water, man, you walking through that water. But God had the wall. Fire was supposed to burn. But that boy walking the fire, God took the burn out of fire. Those are prophetic moments that God wants to realize and rehearse in our life. Then my brother and sister, here's a good one. Y'all listening online? All right, y'all, I see your hand. All right. Listen to one. God wants to distinguish and set apart his people from those of the world. And this hell realm is a good one. You want to fulfill prophecy. His wound is for our transgression. See, prophesied. He brought them out with silver and gold. There was not one feeble person among their tribe. We're talking about millions of people. Now, the reason that, I got 10 more minutes, the reason that I have to prophesy to you this way, judgment is coming on unbelievers.
Yes.
And the judgment that is coming on unbelievers, the believers who are not up to par, going to get the same thing the unbeliever get. So I have to have you ahead of that.
Yes.
You have to understand that you're not a sinner, and that whatever Satan put out, he had no right to put it out on you. You got the name of Jesus. You got the blood. You got the power of the cross. You got the life of God on the divine nature on the inside of you. You got resurrection power on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost live on the inside of you. The kingdom of God is on the inside of you. You got the word of God on the inside of you. You understand? So you can't be in comparison with a person on the outside of Christ. In other words, a person on the outside of Christ and you shouldn't be in the same crisis. Because you're wearing an answer. Now, one of the reasons, here's another reason that your help has to manifest. God, to confirm his word and provide for his people, God manifests his supernatural power. We're talking about supernatural help. Now, a lot of that power have been denied, so I'm going to make a statement here. If the disciples had denied God's miracle power, the church would have been spiritually short-circuited. Them boys said, yeah, Jesus said that. Get up from there. Right, take up the third chapter of Acts. Right, take up your bed and walk. But what enabled them to say that? What enabled the boys had the anointing on their life, and this man was named. What enabled them to say to him, rise up and walk? You know what enabled him to say that to him? He expected to receive something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go right now. Go to Acts 3. I'm going to close. But go. He expected to receive something. You got to have expectation. Yes, sir. See, if you don't expect, the visitation can manifest, and you don't even know he's there. Rise up and walk. Go, what is voice back? Why you say you expect to receive something? What voice that is? Tell me. And he give heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then he says, go ahead in the sixth verse, go ahead and say it. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such. And matter of fact, he was saying, you don't need no silver and gold.
That's right.
And somebody would love to say, well, they were broke. No, they wasn't broke. Sometimes you leave the house, you don't have, you have your money in your pocket. That don't mean you're broke.
That's true.
Y'all keep some money in your pocket. And steal them a little credit card. Just whatever amount you put in there, put something in your pocket. Oh, my. All right, maybe I'll give you this one and then you can feast on it and we'll come back and take up. I'm actually getting to my first point right now. Here is the secret of all, watch this now, supernatural health operation. I know you never heard of a health operation. Supernatural health operation. I want you to look at two scriptures. And you got to meditate them, but they're powerful. Hebrews 4:12. A supernatural health operation. Here's the secret of a supernatural health operation. Hebrews 4:12. And you get another scripture, get Romans 12:1-3. For the word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and of the discerner of the intent and thought of the heart. That's an operation there, brother. That's an operation, and I tell you, let me tell you, give you two more scriptures to help you with that operation. Go to John 6:63 and Matthew 4:4.
Yep.
It's the spirit that quickened it.
Yep.
The flesh profit what?
Nothing.
The words that I speak to you, they what?
Spirit.
And what?
Power.
All right, look at Matthew 4:4. Jesus said this, man should not live by bread alone. Now, see, you'll miss that voice. You can miss that voice. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God to me. Go back to John 6:63. It's the spirit that quickened it. Flesh by the word that I speak unto you. Yeah, I think Junior talked about a rhema word, a written word, and a rhema word. The word don't become rhema until it spoke to you. Written word don't work. Repeating the word don't work. But when the word has become a revelation in your heart, you're not repeating it no more. See, you're beyond repeating it now because it's part of you now. No, I'm saying this. Because you got the revelation. You got the revelation of it. And so you're not just reading the Bible, you see. All right. You got that. And then you got that other scripture I told you here. What I told you. Now, we cannot leave this scripture out. This is so powerful. We know of it. But that spirit, soul, and body. I always wondered why the Apostle Paul, he started off with the body. Romans 12:1. Look at that. We'll close in that session there. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, number one, look at me. That's how you're going to live right. You can't give your body to the devil too tonight. And God wins tonight. You see what I'm saying? And yes, temptation will come. Yes, but you don't have to yield to them. Men, y'all don't have to yield to that. Y'all have to yield to that hussy. Twitching all in front of you and know you're married. You don't have to yield to that. I mean, you women, don't let no man be looking at you real strange. He's looking at you and keep looking at you. You just tell him, son, don't play that. And I think you need to talk to my husband. That's why I don't let no whole lot of stuff going on around this church. I'm watching. I'm like a hawk. My son, I'm like a hawk. You ain't going to be acting no jack around here. We trying to get something accomplished. How I got over there? What were we talking about? Present your body. That's a good conversation. That's right. Amen. Verse 2. Come on, I got to close. Verse 2. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be you. Wait a minute. Back to verse 1. For you to have supernatural divine help, you're going to have to present that body to God. Amen. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not doing what's right if you attack, because the enemy going to try to attack you any way he can. But you got to know you're doing what's right. See, there's a difference between living and existing. See, the people I was talking about, they're not existing, they're living. They're still living, they're still moving around. They still can look in the mirror and comb their hair. And that's what God wants. God wants to go 120. He's talking about 70 and 10. Some people think that's it. No, that's not it. He said 120. Hey, you 42 tomorrow. Oh, I'm hurting, God. I'm taking 42 years old tomorrow. You're hurting. I take a stick and run you down the road. Stand on your feet. We'll take up next session.